With TVS Eurogrip, TVS Srichakra aims to create a mark globally with a wide range of top-class tires. In this episode, we catch up with TVS Eurogrip's Chief Technology Officer, Mr. V. Sivaramakrishnan, who takes us through their rigorous testing process and upcoming range of tires.
Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale Podcast, a new episode. We are at MMRT, really excited because we have the Chief Technical Officer of TVS Eurogrip, Mr. Sivaraman Krishnan. And we are super excited to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you.
So I just have some of the things to ask you, which the general public might not know about the brand and how it's heading forward, and a little bit of brief on how the past few days have been for you. COVID phase, when a lot of brands were struggling and there was a huge downfall in every operations of all businesses, how did it affect you as a tire manufacturer? The main challenges which you faced?
Yeah, well, so as everyone went through, we also went through a phase which had a lot of uncertainties, especially in the early phase of COVID, when there was a total countrywide lockdown. So we had to abide by the law of the land, and we had to kind of ramp down our facility in terms of manufacturing. And when things started slowly, there was kind of clarity emerging out. The government announced certain measures to restart the manufacturing operations. We followed all the policies laid down by the government, the rules laid down, and very quickly, we could get back to our normal operations.
Okay.
I think within about 2.5 to 3 months' time, we were back into our operations, following the strictest of the COVID protocols, which was laid down at that point in time, making sure our employees are very, very safe.
Yeah.
Everyone were kind of tested when they entered the premises for temperature, you know, and also asked for any symptoms if they had, and ensuring safe distancing, everything. All the COVID protocols, I need not repeat it, you know it. So we did everything, and we could kickstart our production back in about 3 months' time, 3.5 months' time. We were back to our original levels. Of course, the market was difficult at that point in time, but again, thanks to many of our digital initiatives, which our teams had put together at that point in time, which helped us quickly reach out to our customers, fill in the orders. So our digital initiatives enabled our distributors and dealers to, you know, fill in orders without the human interface, right? So they could digitally place orders, and we could deliver them, and to make sure our customers were not deprived of our tires. So that was in fact a blessing for us in a way, because we had already rolled out our digital initiative in terms of order management and market management. And so that was helpful for us. Yeah.
And did going digital affect the business in any way? Like, were there lesser orders, or were the customers reluctant to, you know, get a hang of the whole online thing, or it went just as smooth as the offline process?
So we did our first focus on our digital landscape was B2B. So when I say B2B, that means we as tire manufacturers to our distributors and to our dealers, right? So like a tire dealer who has a shop in Pune or Bombay or any city or town could place an order directly using his mobile telephone into TVS Srichakra, and they were delivered the tires. The customer order, B2C orders, came in later. So in the sense, you know, we did not do that immediately, but today we have a very good B2C portal also. But during the COVID phase, it was more on a B2B level, right?
So, correct. And sir, talking about the investments, you have done some 1,000 crore investment in the business. Can you just break it up in terms of where all have you put all that money?
So, you know, it's already in the public domain, as you know, but mainly our investment focus is on growing our capacities. right? So we have invested into a plant for, you saw the European product line.
Yeah.
Right? So we have the state-of-the-art radial tire plant, which we expanded. Zero-degree steel melted radial tire plant, which we expanded. We put up a plant for our European product lines like the B-Connect, the Climber XE, the Roadhound. These are again produced in that new facility. Also, we have another line of business, which is the off-highway tires, where we put up a brand new plant in Madurai, which is kind of doubling our current capacities, right? So that plant is up and operational now, and that's where the next big investment has been. Yeah. So these are the mainstay. So two main manufacturers, one for the two-wheeler business, and which is for the European and the global business. The other one is for the off-road business. Yeah.
Super. And sir, you gave a very brief presentation about the testing phases that you put your tires through. For our listeners, can you give a short inside description of how the testing happens in different phases? You talked about different regions you test them in Europe.
Yeah.
And outside of India as well. Why is that need, and what are the different stages of testing basically?
So interesting question. So the first and the foremost, so prior to the product getting assembled and made as a tire, you have many tests.
Correct.
Which are laboratory level tests, quality control tests, and things like that.
Correct.
So I will not deal with it because that may be too technical. But however, I will deal with the product tests, right? Yeah. So when you have a product like a tire, the first of the tests are the reliability and durability tests,
right,
which we do. We as TVS, we believe in very strong quality, and we believe in giving our customers the same experience every product, you know, which we roll out of our factory. So the consistency of the product is of paramount importance to us, and hence we put greater emphasis on these tests when we release our products. So the first set of tests is the durability and the reliability test, which encompasses high speed durability, load durability, burst capability, air retention capability, you know, how long, how much is the air permeability of the tires.
Yeah.
So these are the various tests which define the basic characteristics and basic performance of the tire. With these tests, we ensure the tire's basic performance. Then we move on to the next level, which is called the advanced performance. This advanced performance deals with the footprint pressure distribution, for example. Then rolling resistance of the tire, which deals with the fuel efficiency. Then we have the force and moment measurement, the stiffness measurement, which characterizes the tire's stiffness quality, the damping quality, you know, the handling capability. These are the advanced characteristics of the tire. So this defines the mechanics of the tire in a large way.
Right.
This is at the indoor level. Then we move on to the track level tests. These track level tests are highly controlled tests, usually back to back against a reference tire. And it starts with the grip.
Yeah.
Grip test, which is, so we classify our vehicle performance, ride and handling behavior, into four compartments.
Okay.
The first compartment is the grip, which is dealing with safety.
Okay.
So in this, again, you fork it into two parts. One is the dry grip and the wet grip performance. So these are done both subjectively and objectively. That means we measure the braking distance on a wet surface, we measure the braking distance on a dry surface, and also the grip performance in a corner, and grip performance on a concrete surface, grip performance on an asphalt. So various, you know, protocols are available as an internal testing system. So we test each of them.
Yeah.
And then from grip, then we move on to comfort.
Yeah.
So we don't emphasize much on the acoustic comfort, because you are dealing with a motorcycle and a motorbike, it's not a car, but we emphasize on the mechanical comfort.
Yeah.
So tire is a spring and a suspension. It's a part of the suspension component. So the damping characteristics, how does it envelope road irregularities? These are the things which we measure and check. Then we move on to the third part of the testing, which is the handling tests.
Yeah.
So there are two parts, the handling and the stability aspect of the test. So handling parts deals with how the tire, the front of the tire, rear tire, is able to maneuver various curves and various trajectories for a bike at different speeds.
Tighter corners, longer corners,
undulated ones, uphill, downhill, so slalom and all these things.
Okay.
So how the front and the rear tires are balanced.
Yeah.
And so these are generally typically at drivable speeds, drivability speeds of city driving, like 80 to 100 kilometers, since because you have those corners, you will never be able to do 140, 150 inside it, because you're dealing with many different road curvatures.
Right.
Then the most important piece is the stability.
Okay.
So we put a lot of emphasis on the stability department, because stability deals with very, very high speeds.
Yeah.
When I say very high speeds, we're talking about 120 upwards. When the tire, what is the lean in behavior of the tire, fall in, stand up behavior of the vehicle, how the front and the rear are balanced,
coordination,
whether there is any fishtailing of the bike when you are entering a corner, exiting a corner, right? So how linear is it in a corner? How do I explain linearity? Is up to 10 degrees, it may be very flat, for example. And beyond 10 degrees, it can be sudden. But what you would like for a biker to do is, it's uniform all through the angles. Yeah,
the progression has to be...
The progression, correct. So the progression has to be smooth.
Yeah.
So it should not give him a sudden kind of feeling that, hey, now, so typically. So those are the measurements which we do. And we have... usually we have a jury of test experts.
Okay.
Four or five people will look at it, then they will kind of discuss their behavior and then give us a verdict. Then we go into an iterative process of improving the tire for wherever the improvements are required. We are also privy of the fact that different segments require different behavior. Like for example, a very heavy touring vehicle will require a completely different tire than a very sporty high performance bike, right? So you need to then focus more on stability, high speed stability. On a touring segment, you need to focus on comfort and of course cornering and handling and things like that. So depending on the segments, we have our protocols which are run through, and most important is so we look at the segments, and we also ensure that we believe that all our products will have to be a global product.
Nice.
So we test it in various conditions. What do I mean by that is, we test it in, say, like if I take Europe, for example. So Europe, the Nordic countries have a different climate, different weather. The countries in southern Europe, like Italy, Spain, they are a little warmer. Italy has the Sicilian valleys and things like that, has hilly terrains. So we have chosen worldwide test courses which deals with the various driving behavior in terms of the person who is driving it and the culturally how they drive it and also the terrain. So we deal with that, and also we deal with the climatic conditions. So we typically have 1 year of testing cycle.
Yeah.
So we have a wet cycle. I mean, we have a wet weather and cold weather cycle, and we have a warm weather cycle.
Okay.
So the warm weather cycle in Europe starts somewhere in April, May, goes up to July, August, sometimes up to September, and the cold weather cycle starts sometime in November, December, goes up to February, March.
Okay.
So that's the kind of cycles which we do. So these are typically controlled. Again, these are all under highly controlled environment.
Right.
That means we know the course, we know the tires, we know the reference tires, the bikes are stable bikes, everything is controlled. So these measurements are also accurate. From there, we then, once there is a sign-off, once we have cleared it, then we move on to the, what we call it as an uncontrolled test phase, where we offer it to real-life users.
Okay.
No, real-life users.
So, you're talking about the customers?
Yeah, they actually are not customers, but what I call them is they are kind of test riders, but who use it on a real-life environment.
Exactly how a common person, a common person would go,
commute, do his office or do everything. Right? So they go on different terrains and then give us a feedback, and we also use this to clock kilometers to measure wear, nature of wear, rate of wear, tire life, everything. So that in a sense kind of ends the kind of validation cycle. It's a pretty long process. But we put so much emphasis on this that it's become a kind of Bible for all of us in the research and development fraternity, that without that, we don't kind of ink the sign-off.
That was quite a comprehensive explanation, because a lot of common people might think that they're just buying a round piece of rubber, but this is how a tire is made. Different testing phases, the designing part and the overall concept designing and everything. The way you have explained it is commendable. And I must tell my listeners that you might be hearing bike sounds. And that's because we are at MMRT and people are already practicing on the track. So it's just adding an aura to our conversation.
Sure.
I must say that. And
they are also riding the TVS Eurogrip Rotoc Extreme.
We just came back from a track session. We rode the Protoc Extreme and the Remora tires, and I must say that they were brilliant on the track. Written review or the track experience story will be out soon, but these are my first impressions. And now, sir, talking about the portfolio you have, you showed us that during the presentation that you have a huge portfolio, which is very interesting. But which is the most popular product which you have, let's say in India or maybe globally?
So, currently the most popular portfolio is the B-Connect. The B range of products, like the B-Connects, the B-City, the B-Moving. So, there is on the B-Series, there are four or five product lines. B-Connect is the
urban.
These are for urban scooters,
ranging
from 100cc to 600-700cc scooters.
Correct.
So, we have like every 10 millimeters width, we have a tire. Every rim inch, we have a tire. So, starting from 10, 11, 12, 13, going up to 17 inches of diameter, starting from 90 millimeters width, going up to 150 millimeters width, we have a product. So, we believe that we have more or less addressed the global scooter market with our B-Connect series. That's one of the most popular product line today. Coming to India, we have, depending upon the segments, we have many flagship products like our DuraPro for the commuter segment, for the motorcycle 100cc to 150cc segment. The DuraPro series is doing really, really well. It's really catching the attention of our customers. Then we have the ProTorque and the ProTorque Extreme for the 150 to 200cc bikes and 300cc bikes. So all the premium bikes of Yamahas and KTMs and Apaches and all those things. That's again doing very, very well. We recently introduced the e-Torque for the electric vehicle segment. We have the entire product line for the electric vehicles. Customers are quite happy about it. It delivers very good efficiency because of the low rolling resistance technology which we use. These are some things which comes to my mind. The new TVS bike.
Yeah, the Ronin
220. We released a new pattern.
Yeah.
Again, it's called the Explo. So, Beamer and Explo. So, that's again catching a lot of attention.
That tire was specifically made for Ronin.
Yeah. So, that's specifically kind of built to order kind of a tire. We worked very closely with our customers, OE customers, TVS Motors, and developed that tire. Exciting times for us.
Truly. And talking about your upcoming products, I know you can't talk much about them, But if you can give a brief to our listeners, what's coming, what's in store from TVS Eurogrip?
Oh yeah, in the coming days. So you can get to see our customers looking at a range of products called the Beamer.
Yeah.
This Beamer will again target the sporty segment of youngsters with very good handling performance and stability. Maximizing tire life for the customers.
These will be about 200cc?
For about 150, 200cc, okay. 150cc also.
Okay.
So we will kind of give that 200cc experience even to 150cc customers. So that's a new product line which is already launched. It's more and more are coming. We have the initial 4 or 5 sizes available. Then the Remora series is extending its range. We have extended the range of Remora series tires to scooter segment also.
Okay.
So more and more scooters will have this tire.
These will be for performance scooters like the Aerox and
Correct. Aerox and the performance scooters. And then we also have Dura Trail, which is a kind of a on-off, semi-on-off kind of a segment.
Yeah.
More targeting the what I would say rural segment of the country. An excellent product with very good grip performance in semi-off-road conditions, broken road conditions.
Okay.
So that's another product line which we are looking at. Going forward, so which is your question, as I briefed about the super sport tires, which for the global market, that's cooking, and then the touring segment, which will very soon be launched, which we are calling it the Roadhound.
Roadhound, yeah. We are the most excited.
Yeah, so the most exciting times are yet to come.
Yeah.
We are already testing it. As I said, it takes about a year and a half to finish the testing. So these are some things which are up our sleeve, and our goal is ultimately to achieve a product for every bike in the world.
Yeah.
So that's the endeavor towards which we are working. Yeah.
And one very important question which I'm really curious to know about, how does this might be a very vast question, but you can maybe cut it down and explain it to us. How does being in motorsport help for you as a tire manufacturer?
Good question. So it's like an acid test, right?
Hmm.
I mean, so as you know, motorsports is a testing ground where you push the machine and the tires to its extreme limit performance, right? And these probably are never experienced by a normal customer. But the idea is that if a tire delivers such a big confidence to a racing rider who can push the tire to its limits and the machine to its limits and be quicker on a racetrack, that means that even a normal rider can drive it very, very safe.
Okay.
Given whatever may be the condition, however fast he is taking that curve, with his knowledge or without his knowledge, he can be sure that he is safe with these set of tires. So that's the clear idea with which, you know, we try and participate more into these racing circuits, because then we get a feel of how much these compounds can be pushed in terms of its limit performances.
And you get to have feedback from the experts, the people who are the champ.
Correct.
In terms of riding on the racetrack.
Correct.
So that's
correct.
An added
Added advantage. Yeah, that's right.
And about the Protoc Xtreme revamp, because personally I'm a fan of that tire. I have it on my KTM 200 Duke, and ever since I have those tires, it has completely changed the dynamics of the motorcycle. But since those tires are already that good, what different will be there in the revamp?
Oh, okay. So, you know, it will mange more, right? So, you always want more and more. So, while, you know, the Indian circuits, the temperatures are slightly higher, right?
Yeah.
So, the Indian roads are elevated temperatures. So, we wanted to make this a global product. So, at lower temperatures, we wanted to give a similar kind of a performance as this in higher temperatures.
Mm.
So that's one big step. That means even at low temperatures, like if you are driving in a winter, right, in Delhi or someplace where it's 0 degrees, so you still get a similar performance, similar adhesion and grip as in 40 degrees. So the compounds are built that way. Second is we tuned the tension of the belts. So we increased the belt tension, the 0 degree steel belt tension, so that it gives you a little more higher stiffness around the 15 degree corners, which is where the tipping point is, that's where is the inflection point, what we call it. So you move from a normal riding to a sporty riding. So it's about 15 degrees. So we could find that there can be a further enhancement to the transition. So we tuned the tensions in the belt, 0 degree belt in that area, which can give you a better feel of the transition.
So 15 degrees is what you're saying. Till where, a noob rider would lean up.
Correct. And after that, it's around that, in that band. It's not a number, but it's in the band of about 10 to 20. Not 20, but 10 to 80.
Can we expect the Proto Extreme revamp to be?
So it's already here, and the serial production has started. So you can have it, you can buy it off the shelf in the market. But for the races, it will be the next season, because we are already in the middle of the season, so we don't want to kind of change it at this point in time.
So Shivaramakrishnan sir, it was an honor to have you on the podcast. I know you are running late, and I won't bother you with any more questions, because I must tell my listeners that Shivaramakrishnan sir has a ligament tear, and still he took time out and the effort to give time to us media folks, and really, it's commendable, sir. Thank you so much for coming and giving time to us.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure always to have you here and spend some time with you. It's a great learning opportunity for us also. Thank you very much for being part of this event today. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I invite you to our R&D facility and our plant sometime to show you around that facility. Yeah.
And maybe we can record a podcast there also.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.